The Audubon Christmas bird count kicks off this week with birders fanning out across the Western Hemisphere to document feathery flocks across habitats and landscapes. Here in the Chilkat Valley, Haines resident Dan Egolf is helping to organize birders for the count. This year, that includes two areas with roughly 16 units extending in and around Haines and the Bald Eagle Preserve up to Klukwan.
We're an important part of it, especially because of the Bald Eagle Preserve. We're on kind of the edge of the Pacific Flyway here, and new species are always fun to see, and it's fun to see the regular ones as well.
Haines birders have been participating since 1987. Egolf says they're expecting the usual mix of eagles, ravens, magpies, ducks, and chickadees, but be prepared for some surprises. He said over the weekend, a friend reported being surprised by pine grosbeaks, which is part of the finch family. Males have a distinctive Christmas red head, back, and rump.
And they're throughout the winter, and they'll go for the frozen mountain ash berries that are still on the trees and the frozen high bush cranberries. They're happy little birds. I've been at a cabin at 31 Mile. We're surrounded by high bush cranberry and huge flocks on the coldest, darkest days, huge flocks of grosbeaks coming in, and they have a very melodious song that kind of lifts your spirits.
He says people can participate in Audubon's bird count without leaving the comfort of their own home.
Anybody that has a bird feeder can keep track of the numbers and species of birds and the time that they watch their bird feeder.
The annual Audubon Christmas bird count goes through the month through January 5th. The observations from local birders are critical in this part of the world, says Alaska Audubon Executive Director Natalie Dawson.
If we're looking at, you know, the landscape of Southeast, in total, Southeast Alaska hosts about 70% of all the birds known to occur across Alaska, and almost half of the birds found in North America. That's huge for this region.
The Chilkat Valley is a particularly important migratory corridor for birds between Southeast and into the interior. Overall, bird populations are declining due to habitat loss and environmental impacts.
It's not just what's happening in Alaska that impacts those birds. It's what's happening across their entire migratory landscape, which for many birds that visit the Chilkat Valley may mean, you know, 9 or 10,000 miles of landscape that those birds are traversing in the course of 1 year.
Dawson says with climate change and changes to habitats, species are being impacted in ways researchers are still working to understand. The data from the bird count can assist scientists and conservationists in monitoring species behavior.
I would just recommend that people look out for any unusual birds, birds that may usually just occur seasonally in the valley, but may be hanging out throughout the winter, because those birds are great sentinels for letting us know about environmental changes that maybe we can't feel as people.
Resident observations will also contribute to the Southeast Alaska Birding Trail. It's an interactive map where citizen data is collected and shows birding hotspots across the region. There's a link on khns.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.